Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Wow. This is amazing. This is amazing. Yes, yes, yes. God is amazing.
Comes a time in every believer's life. Trials are going to come, but God said, I will not leave you comfortless. So be encouraged. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul,
thank you.
good morning, good morning, good morning. Great rising, great awakening. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Byron Cage, My Shield, amazing, Ricky Dillard. Oh my God, I'm so super excited to be back. I'm so grateful to the Most High God for the opportunity to serve again and be in this space with some of my most favorite people on the planet. Thank you for this opportunity to serve. Let's get ready to move into the presence, into the stillness, inviting the Most High into this right now moment. Come, Holy Spirit. And as we center our mind and our thought, welcoming our most beloved, I am present. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many, many. We recognize it as God. Thank you, God. The good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we become intentional about the breath, recognizing that there is power in the breath, I want you to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so I just want you to breathe. By taking in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath, family. Release the breath. Together, be still and know that I am a God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Release. And breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe and release. And just moving into that place of gratitude. With the simple word, thank you, God. Recognizing that nobody can do you like God can. Thank you, God. Knowing that God will order every step, lead and guide us into our place of blessing. Thank you, God. As we release our will right now, God, recognizing that you are our will right now, God. Thanking you for giving us more than enough of our daily bread today, God. Thank you for the opportunity to come together in one mind, one spirit. Thank you for the opportunity to grow and expand and to speak to your people, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the expansion of the love journey. Thank you for 11 whole years that we will be shining a light on 31st Street this year. August 4th with the sunrise service. Make manifest in your glory this year, God. Showing out and showing up for you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that is right now, God. Blessing each and every one of us right now, individually and collectively, God, asking you to bring forth the desires of our heart, God. You said in your word, it is your good pleasure. So right now we give thanks for more than enough, God, because your grace is sufficient, Holy Spirit. We give thanks that your grace and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, God. We thank you right now that our seeds are protected, God, that each and every seed is protected by you, Holy Spirit, and that our prayers avail of much this morning, God. Really, Holy Spirit, all I got in my heart is just gratitude. I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for the journey, the experiences. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. But this is the day that you have given us to rejoice in. We ask you to send your angels out on assignment today, God, to lead us and guide us into your assignment for our life today, God. And give us the ears to hear the melodic sounds of your words, to move and have your being, have your way in us today, God. Let us see with the eyes of God. Let us hear with the ears of God. Let us speak with the words of God. And let us think the thoughts of God today. Thank you, God. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Amen.
Within me, come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on, here we go. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on, sing it to him. Sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on, set. Clap your hands.
I will bless the Lord.
And call him presence.
I will bless the Lord.
Cause he's always been there. in me.
I will bless the Lord.
Yes, he does.
I will bless the Lord.
Now, maybe you haven't been there before, but you've had to go through trials and great tribulations. But is there anybody that learned how to bless the Lord in the midst of everything? Listen, listen, listen. Through the storm and the rain,
I will bless the Lord.
Through the heartaches and pain,
I will bless the Lord.
But I don't know which way to go.
I will bless the Lord.
You've been there for me right now.
I will bless the Lord.
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 I will say this.
Of the Love Journey, a love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we will bless the Lord this morning. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. We will bless the Lord this morning, thanking God for another day, thanking God for another opportunity to say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. You know, there's something powerful that happens when you can say thank you, God, even in the midst of the darkness. There's something powerful that happens when you can say thank you, God, when you can't see a way. Thank you, God. And I just want you to know gratitude is one of the most powerful things we can be, is in gratitude. Let's hear Stephen Furtick, and we're going to talk more about gratitude.
Can you keep your eyes fixed on the presence of God in the presence of your enemies? Because at this table, David said, God isn't the only one seated. I got enemies all around me. You prepare, verse 5, a table for me in the presence of my insecurity, in the presence of my deficits, in the presence of my addictions, in the presence of my confusion, in the presence of what I've lost, in the presence of the threat that I won't make it, in the presence of my enemies, I'm looking straight ahead. Would you do me a favor? Would you touch the person next to you and tell them, set the table? Because when you learn to have a heart of praise in the presence of enemies, you set the table. That's what David said, right? You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. And if you can walk with God in darkness enough, depending on the light that he showed you in the last season, you'll learn to read your enemies as a sign that it's time to eat.
Yep, sir.
David said, God made my enemies serve me my entree. God made the things that conspire to take me out feed me for the place he was bringing me into. I got a seat at the table. I'm a big boy. I can handle trouble. I can handle tests. I can handle it. So I'm sitting down in the middle of all kinds of nonsense, but I got my eyes fixed on the presence of the one who is within me. And greater is he that is in me.
Yes, yes, and yes. Can we still say thank you, God, in the presence of our enemy? Pastor Steve wasn't talking about an enemy outside of us. He was talking about an enemy inside of us, our own insecurities, when we think we haven't showed up properly, all the things that come up in our mind, fear, just another name for fear. Can we still say thank you? You see, David didn't have to show up perfect. He was still the apple of God's eye, even in all his insecurities and mistakes. What's so beautiful about this opportunity to just rethink how we show up on the planet is that when the Creator created such a beautiful being called you, God said, let me place all of myself inside of you. And said, let it go forth and be prosperous. And know that you are loved. The word tells us there's nothing you can do to take my love away from you. Nothing. It says there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop God from loving you. So many times people get caught up in what they used to be and mistakes they made yesterday and who they are today or who they think they should be, instead of just thanking God for who you are. You know what? You're perfectly perfect in all your imperfections. There's nothing you can do to separate the love of God from you. And I want you to marinate on that. Think about, did you hear Pastor Steve? He said, your enemies, God will still serve up your enemies. Those insecurities, God still show up even through your insecurities. I know. You don't know how many times I got on here so insecure. And God still showed up. You sure, God, you want me to be the one to get on there and talk? You sure, God, you want me to speak today? God still showed up. Even in my fears, God still blessed me through it. And even when I didn't know how, and when I was down and nothing, God was always up to something. Because God really didn't need my help. All God needed was my permission. And when I got out my own way and said, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. The miracles, the blessings, the gifts just showed up. And you know what's so even more amazing about it is that you don't have to earn God's love. You don't have to earn God's blessing. You don't have to do anything to earn it. You absolutely deserve it because you were worthy the day you were born. You see, the day you were placed in the womb of your mother's belly, God had plans of success. And those plans of success didn't say, if you, then you. It says, I have plans of success. And guess what? It's nothing you can do to keep you from the purpose and the divine design that was planned for you purposely. You see, nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it, to touch those you've been called to touch. Let me say that again. Nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it and touch those you've been called to touch. You're a magnificent being. And when God created you, God broke the mold and chiseled magnificent on your heart and said, go forth and be all you can be. All you have to do is take the first step. You got to take the first step. And it's all yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours, family. It is so absolutely amazing. And there's only one requirement, and that's to follow your gifts. The more you use your gifts and talents, the more blessings will come into your life. Listen to Steve Harvey. He said, follow your gifts, family. The word says the gifts will make room for you and take you before great people.
Your gift will make room for you. Now, what is your gift? It's the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your gift. Quit running away from the gift. Your gift will make room for you. Stop trying to be something you ain't gifted at. Nobody asked you to go down here and study to be a dentist, and you ain't really good at that. Quit going down to the church trying to sing. You can't sing. Now, just because they let you sing at the church, you're not finna, ain't nobody else finna go with this. Because, you know, come as you are, the Lord loveth a cheerful giver, all that. We don't apply scriptures out here. You come to the Apollo and you can't sing, we got something for your ass up there. Period. Listen to me. All of you have this gift. Identify it. It's the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's what you should be doing. You're wasting your time pursuing your passion. The Bible does not mention passion. It mentions your gift. What are you gifted at and do that? Stop tripping. You can do that. If you fry chicken better than everybody you know, you ought to be somewhere frying chicken. People make millions of dollars frying chicken. Popeyes, Kentucky Fried Chicken, El Pollo Loco. All they doing is making chicken. They just found a way to do it. Somebody just started making chicken. You know the story of Marie Callender's? Do you know what this woman did, man? She worked for a diner, a greasy spoon diner that was going out of business. It was her only job. She was a single mother. It was her only job. She needed that job, but the diner was going to close. So she went to the owner of the diner and said, let me bake one of my pies. People like my pies and see if I can help you make a little money. He said, whatever, bring it in. She bought one pie in. They sold every slice. The next day, the people came in and asked for the pie. She had to go home and make another pie. The next day, so many people asked for the pie, she had to make four pies. Then people started saying, can I buy my own pie? She made so many pies at this store that she eventually saved her money and put a commercial oven in her house. Now, all she done made so many pies, the dude's shop, he ain't selling hamburgers no more. All he's selling is them damn pies. That's how Marie Callender got started. Marie Callender now has over 120 restaurants. You can't go to no frozen food section without seeing Marie Callender in there. You know what she started with? A pie. One pie. The dude, when I had hair, when I had that world-famous lining with that box cut, when I was Steve Hightower, Kings of Comedy, when I had that hair, the dude that cut my hair, I met him in 1986. He cut my hair for $10. I remembered him. When I got on TV, I had hired him. He came out there, he started making $300 a haircut. I paid him $10. He had been with me so many years that he was making $1,500 per haircut. I was getting my hair cut 4 times a week for television and touring. I paid him $1,500 each time. He was making $6,000 a week. You know what he was doing? Cutting hair. That same haircut I paid $10 for in 87. This dude was cutting it now for me for $1,500. I cut my hair off. We had to put him on suicide watch for a little while. But then let me tell you what he did. I paid him a chunk of money for being with me all these years. Gave him a severance pay. Told him, good luck. Guess what this dude got now? He got 4 salons, and he owned 2 barber colleges. You know what this dude make now? $3.6 million a year. You know what he do? He cut hair. He cut hair. He don't do nothing else. That's his gift. Friend of mine we grew up with, all he did was cut grass. He had a single blade lawnmower that he pushed. He was so good at it, he could raise the blades up and lower them. He could cut patterns in your grass. We little, I'm going, hey, man, we going swimming. Now I got to cut Miss Jackson grass. He could cut patterns in your yard. He could put your initials in your grass as a little boy. $2 for the front, $2 for the back, $4. We used to laugh at him all the time. Well, let me tell you what we're laughing at now. He got a landscaping company in Cleveland. You know how much this boy making? $4 million a year. You know what he do? He cut grass. He got 38 trucks. He got all the contracts in the city, malls, corporations. And when it snow outside, he do such a good job cutting the grass, he put plows on the front of his trucks, and he got all the snow removal contracts. This boy making $4 million a year, and you know what he do? He cut grass.
Wow. I just want you to think about that. So many times we think it has to be this elaborate scheme, and all it is just being who we are, taking our extraordinary gifts out of the ordinary and using it for extraordinary reasons and following the divine plan that God had given us for our own life. Now, this is so wonderful about how our wonderful Creator is. God is so amazing that God doesn't push God on you. God allows you to do what you need to do until you're ready to follow the divine plan of your life. I tell you, when I got laid off from work, I wouldn't have never guessed that this is what I will be doing right here. When I got laid off of work, I laid in the bed crying. And God said, why are you crying if I'm your source and your supply? You say it every morning. Sometimes we say things we don't believe. I thought I was believing it, but I didn't, because when I got laid off, I couldn't understand what I was going to do. And God said, I got you. I'll give you a house you didn't build. I'll give you land you didn't toil. I'll give you an oil rig you didn't even dig. And I didn't understand what that meant, because I grew up understanding a hard work consciousness. If you didn't work, you didn't eat. God said, that's not what I said in my word. My word said, I'll take care of you just like I will the lily of the field. My job is to live in our gifts and our talent. But God, what is my talent? I don't got none, God. I don't got none. I literally thought I didn't have no talents, family. When even when I was growing up and everybody knew they wanted to be doctor, lawyers, and Indian chiefs, I used to be like, I don't know what I want to be. I didn't. I just wanted to be happy. But when I start asking God to show me the divine plan of my life, and even though I asked God to show me the divine plan, and when God showed me in my mind's eye, me standing in front of millions of people speaking, I was like, oh, that's something got to be wrong with my vision. 2 weeks later, I do it again. I see the same vision. Years later, I see the same vision. I kept saying, something wrong with this vision. That's not for me. And how hard-headed can you be? I said, well, God, what is, I just don't have no purpose, God. What's the purpose of my life? And all the time it was being shown to me, I didn't believe it. Because I didn't think I had a good command of the English language. I came from the hood. You know, I barely got out of high school and didn't even have a degree because, you know, my mother was hooked on drugs. I grew up in the street, so I didn't think that I was qualified to stand before people and speak, especially about God. But God said, I don't call to qualify. I qualify to call. I don't know if you heard me. God said, I don't call the qualified. I qualify as the call that I have on someone's life. See, there's no meaning. And even though I have just got a degree a couple of years ago, there's not a degree. There's not a certification. There's nothing that can anoint you better than the anointing that God has for your life. And you don't even have to be perfect. You just be perfectly you. That's it. You see, you don't have to do what you've been conditioned to believe. You just have to do what's in your heart. That may mean go to church. That may not mean go to church. That may mean read the Bible. It may not mean read the Bible. But what it does mean is there's something powerful that created the being called you and placed all of itself inside of you. And place all of your gifts and talents inside of you. And our job is to find those gifts and talents. Our job is to use those gifts and talents. And God will do the rest. So my prayer for you today is that you spend time each day asking the Spirit to lead you and guide you into the divine plan of your life. And I promise you, with everything inside of me, it may not start off easy. It may look bleak. Because there was many times when I said, God, you sure this is the divine plan of my life? And every time I wanted to give up and go get a job, God said, did I tell you to go get a job? And it's easier for me to depend on knowing that I was going to get X amount of dollars. But everybody's plan ain't the same. So that don't mean, I'm not saying for anybody else to quit their jobs or if they lose their job, not to get another. But what I am saying is there's an inner spirit that will direct your path. And your job is even in the darkness, even when you can't see how, even when you don't know why, and even when it seems like it's you're about to lose everything. Trust me, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. I could sit here forever and tell you all the miracles, times when I didn't know how, didn't know where, didn't know, thought it was all over. And all of a sudden, God's blessings rained down on me. When I thought I was out for the count, and I wanted to throw the towel in, God threw the towel back and said, no, you ain't, I'm not done with you yet. Wipe your face and get back up. I'm like, God, it's over. God said, it ain't over yet. Don't throw that towel in. I got you. Just keep moving. So this is for somebody today to remind you right now that it ain't over till God says it's over. That's my message. It ain't over, family. It ain't over. God got you. God got you. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't care what's going on. You were born to win. I don't care if you can't eat, can't sleep, can't drink, can't nothing. Whatever's going on right now, you was born to win. And God didn't bring you to, not to bring you through. I know, because I've been there. I'm not telling you something I read. I'm not telling you something I heard somebody say. I'm telling you something I know, because I've been there. Sometimes I just say, God, if you could just let me sleep through the night, I know it's going to be all right in the morning. Help me to sleep. Help me to just sleep, God, because I know you got me. I don't know how, I don't know when, and I don't know why, but all I know is you got me. Just help me to sleep through it. There was times when I couldn't even sleep, concerning myself with things that I shouldn't have been concerning myself with. I should have turned it over, and I couldn't sleep. It felt like Jacob. I was wrestling the devil, y'all, in my own mind, but God said, I got you. Sleep, my child. Sleep, my child. Rest, my child. I got you. So if you ever felt this way or in this situation right now, know God got you. It ain't over yet. It ain't over till God said it's over. That's my message for today. That's it for me. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 if you're on a teleconference. And remember, there's nothing more powerful than gratitude. And I double dare you, triple dare you to say thank you even if you don't know why. If you don't can't even feed yourself today, if you don't know where it's coming from, if you can't, if you're looking for another job, I triple dare you to thank God for that job. If you're looking for some other blessing, just thank God for it, even if you can't see it. If your marriage is going through some processes, just thank God for the blessing of the marriage right now and give love even where you can't feel love. And if you just trust that everything I said to you right now will work out, I want to be one of the first people you call for your testimony. Because I tell you, God is amazing. God is amazing. If you got something going on in your body, know you are healed. If God did it for somebody else, God will do it for you. There's no respect of a person. God loves us all the same. Trust and believe what I say when I say it. And so as we move into our day, I just want you to keep reminding yourself to thank God for your blessings that you see and for the blessings you can't see. I want you to thank God if something is going on in one of your loved ones' life, knowing that there's a divine plan for that loved one as well. And just thank God that that person is perfect, whole, and complete as they are right now. And so I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is really the only choice, family. And remember, it only works if you work it. So don't just dream your God-sized dreams. Live them today, family. Live in your gifts and your talents. Know that your gifts and talents will make room for you and take you before great people. I love you and have an amazing day. This is Marvin Sapp. Perfect peace.
I will keep you in perfect peace. All of my
lay on me. and the fullness thereof. The whole world.